We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Election Day is less than weeks away. I believe it's 12 days now. Of course, the final debate between the president and the former vice president is tonight. You can hear it right here on WTIC at 9 o'clock. And, of course, if it is a close election, we will talk a lot about the Electoral College and the popular vote. And with us to talk about the national popular vote is Vermont State Senator Christopher Pearson, who is a national popular vote surrogate. Senator Pearson, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Morning, Senator.
Thanks for coming on. Well, it seems like we don't talk about the Electoral College or the popular vote except for every 4 years.
Right.
When it comes into it comes into importance. And I guess the thing to start off on is that When you look at this election, most of the country is being ignored by the two candidates.
Yeah, that is one of the most reliable features of the way we elect the president today. You know, we talk about the second place candidate going to the White House, and that's, you know, a real problem in a basic sense of democracy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's happened five times in the country's history. But more reliably, every 4 years, as you say, 35 to 40 states are completely taken for granted. I live in Vermont. We're a safe blue state. You guys are a reliable blue state. The Democrats ignore us because they've already won, and the Republicans ignore us because they can't possibly win. And it all comes down to a very number of battleground states. If you look at where the candidates are spending money, where they're visiting, it's about 5 to 10 battleground states, and they're courting those voters and shaping their platforms to woo those voters.
The exception is your next door neighbor, New Hampshire, which you can't turn around without running into a candidate. But after that, I suppose it's like New Hampshire who?
Well, and you know, I mean, New Hampshire is a toss-up state. That's why it's nothing magical about them. Otherwise, other than they could go blue, they could go red.
Right, and they have.
That's, you know. And they have, and they're, you know, Trump is competitive there, where he isn't in your state, and he isn't in my state, and he's not in New York. You know, it's not.
Right,
some people
right.
think it's about big states or small states. It's not. It's about whether or not you're a toss-up.
What are the states on the map that we have here that we got as part of our show prep for this senator that surprises me is Nevada.
Yeah.
Explain the importance of Nevada to me.
Well, it's the same dynamic where it's just not a foregone conclusion that it'll be a blue state. It has been trending blue in the last several cycles. I'm pretty sure Clinton won it, but it's not a lock, right? So battleground states are crudely defined as states that are plus or minus 5% for either candidate. You know, this is what people don't necessarily understand. If you shift away from the way we do it today to a popular vote, it's not that Connecticut will stop being a blue state, or that just the Republicans will or Democrats will care about campaigning in Connecticut. It becomes about margins. So today, the Democrats say, we've already won Connecticut. Let's not bother with talking to those people.
Right.
And Republicans say, we can't possibly win. Let's not bother talking to those people. We'll take our money to Pennsylvania and Florida. And under a popular vote, the Democrats come to folks, Democratic activists and people who are interested locally, and they say, hey, we always win in Connecticut, but can we get another 15,000 votes because we're getting creamed in Alabama? And the Republicans say, today, you know, they say, well, we don't care if we lose Connecticut by 12% or 8%. It doesn't matter. We've lost seven electors either way. Under a popular vote, the Republicans say, hey, maybe we could shrink our defeat in Connecticut, and would much rather lose by 6% than 12%, and they'll sort of stimulate some activity. And in that way, voters of every kind know that their vote is important. And if you're a Republican, after all, in Connecticut, your vote is totally meaningless. Well, under a popular vote, your Republican vote in Connecticut suddenly matters, and it joins with Republican votes in New York and Mississippi and all over. And that's what's, I think, interesting about having shifting to a popular vote and why states are making this change is it invigorates the whole process, not just the process in about 10 states.
You know, what if, and I don't know that Maine does it or not, I don't know of any other states that do, but what if you awarded electoral votes on a proportionate basis? In other words, if you did get 30% in, let's say, Connecticut, could that be added to the total? Therefore, there's some some electoral votes.
Yeah, there is. That is discussed a lot, the so-called proportional system. Maine does it by congressional district, which is another option, and so does Nebraska. The rest of the states use so-called winner-take-all. You know, if Hillary Clinton gets one vote more than Trump, she gets all 7 of your electors. Proportional is an interesting idea, but the problem you got to keep in mind is electors are actual people, and you get 7 people that go to Hartford to cast their vote, and so when the election comes down at 42.3%, you know, you've got to round up or down. And so what really happens is rather than making the whole state competitive, the campaigns will, based on the flukish thing of, you know, they have 7 electors and, you know, you do the math for me. Therefore, 15% equals 1 elector. And so can we swing Connecticut another 9% to get over that hump? It really doesn't make every voter competitive. It doesn't make every voter equal, and it doesn't guarantee when you get the most votes in the country, you're going to win if you shift to proportional. It's maybe we could argue better than what we have today, but there's no real reason to do the mental gymnastics. We have the ability through state power over their electors, just create a one person, one vote system, get the most votes guaranteed to go to the White House. And our bill is passed there in Connecticut, and it's passed 16 states total. Right. We have among those states, 196 electors, and there's a trigger in this agreement. It will take effect when states that hold a majority of the electors have signed on, and it's very simple. They just say, our electors will go to the winner of the popular vote in the country.
Right.
And so we might as well go there. But the proportional system, people do discuss that. It's not in place in any state at this moment.
Final minute with Vermont State Senator Christopher Pearson talking about the national popular vote. So if it's been passed in some states, does that mean, in your opinion, that there's hope, say, for 2024, or are we still a long way away from having the popular vote be recognized as the way of determining the president?
No, we're absolutely hopeful that 2024 will be a popular vote election where every vote is equal across the country. So this potentially will be the last time we all look at the map on election night and, you know, cheer or cry when different states turn red or blue. We have, as I said, 16 states have passed our bill. They have 196 electors between them. We need states that hold 74 more electors to come on board. And we have passed, half of a state, like the House has passed it, but the Senate didn't pass it or whatever, in states that have about 110 electors between them. So we're well on our way. We're pretty confident that in the next 3 years we can get this done and create a popular vote system. If folks are interested, you should check out nationalpopularvote.com.
Okay.
There's a lot of information, including what states have acted and that like that there.
All right. We will do that. Senator Pearson, thanks for
Thank
taking
you.
Some time to join us. Stay safe. Good luck. Are you running for re-election this year? Are you up in Vermont?
I am, yeah. Everyone in Vermont every 2 years, so I got to go hit the trail right now, but it's a pleasure to take some time to talk to you guys. Thanks.
Good luck.
Well, I hope we don't have to give equal time to your opponent. That's all I have to say. Thank you. Appreciate it.
No,
somehow I don't think in Connecticut that applies. So
take care, guys.
All right, thanks. All right. It's interesting. And look, I mean, we got a break. We can talk about it a little bit on the other side.
Yeah.
But the way we elect the president maybe is not perfect. Let's put it that way.
So. It was good maybe 150 years ago.
Right. You know? Exactly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.